Today's Between Master and Disciples will be presented in German and English with subtitles in English, Arabic, all axes of Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Croatian, Czech, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish, and Thai. Österreich steuerte in seiner Geschichte als europäische Macht mit seinem kulturellen Umfeld eine Menge zu Kunst und Wissenschaft bei. Österreich ist auch die Geburtsstätte vieler berühmter Komponisten, wie zum Beispiel Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, Joseph Haydn, Franz Schubert, Anton Bruckner, Johann Strauss Senior, Johann Strauss Junior und Gustav Mahler. Ludwig van Beethoven verbrachte den Großteil seines Lebens in Wien. Die Österreicher sind spirituelle Menschen und 1867 wurde die Religionsfreiheit als verfassungsmäßiges Recht erklärt. Eine Umfrage von 2005, an der 8000 Menschen aus ganz Europa teilnahmen, zeigte, dass die österreichische Bevölkerung einen sehr starken Glauben an Gott hat. Mit ihrer Liebe zu Gott und ihrem Wissensdurst nach der Erfahrung des Reichs Gottes luden die Österreicher die höchste Meisterin Qinghai bei mehreren Gelegenheiten in ihr Land ein, um mit ihnen ihre Weisheit und Erkenntnisse zu teilen. Wir laden Sie nun ein, uns auf eine spirituelle Reise zu begleiten. Wir werden die spirituelle Diskussion zwischen der höchsten Meisterin Qinghai und unseren Vereinsmitgliedern bei einem kürzlichen Retreat in Österreich hören, mit dem Titel »Die Geschichte des wohlhabenden Prinzen« vom 28. Februar 2008 in Österreich.
We think the best plan. It's not about saving the planet only. It's about the spiritual aspect through vegetarianism, veganism. Actually, yeah, for the human psychology, everybody wants it to live long. I don't know, everybody don't want to die, mostly, no? I mean, very rare people want to die or couldn't care less about life. Most of human beings, they want to live. No, then, not that they don't care, they're just so tired in life, they could not even think, they could not even begin to know the solution, so they just accept it as whatever happened. They feel weak, you know, they feel helpless. So they feel hopeless anyway, okay, whatever, you know. I'm alone, what's the difference if I eat vegetarian or vegan? You know, not the neighbors, do you eat meat? Everybody look at the other neighbors, and he doesn't do it, why I do it? And then, it's the same, it's similar, I have, truly. I met a guy, you know, when I was looking for a place for you guys to buy a big place. And there's a guy, he saw me going with the Toyota Prius, yeah? And he praised me a lot. He said, wow, I saw you environmentally conscious already. Well, I tell him it's not enough, but that's all we have for now. You know, I wish we invite something better, you know? Because Toyota Prius still emits some CO2, that's the best I can do for now. And I travel very less anyway. I am going nowhere except for the attendant to go buy food for us now and again. That's it, you know. We don't travel, we don't really cause pollution so much. And I asked him, you like this kind of car? He said, yeah, I like. I said, oh, then why don't you buy one? He said, oh, why? I have this car. I said, well, this car is not the Toyota Prius. He said, yeah, I know, but everybody has it. What's the use of me, you know, just buying one car? Everybody wait for everybody. So we have to start somewhere, okay? You have to be more enthusiastic, passionate, compassionate. All right, now, this is a story in the Buddha's scripture, eh? It says, a wealthy prince has a comment. Before we start, the life of a householder is beset with concerns that are in conflict with spiritual pursuits. Those searching for the truth gladly spurn such a life. Well, you know very well, as a Buddha's type. And whoever makes this comment must be one of the monks. Yeah? Because he enjoys the wandering mendicant's life. So he advised us, anyone in the household, to introduce such a beautiful life to them. Yeah? But you know what? In India it's different, okay? All you do is just go find a teacher, a monk teacher, okay? Let him shave your head or you shave it yourself. And put on a saffron, a robe. That's all you do. And then you walk anywhere you want. And you are on your own. I repeat, the life of a householder is beset with concerns that are in conflict with spiritual pursuits. Those searching for the truth gladly spurn such a life. Okay. It means anybody who really wants to know the truth, yeah, would have liked to have a renunciation life. That's what I thought. Huh. And then I look everywhere, my God, if everybody just stand together in one monastery every day, eat and listen to story, yeah, then how are we going to save the world? Huh? Okay. By the way, you say it's dry and hot. Do you want the heater off? Turn the heater off, please.
It's off myself.
Off already?
Yeah.
Man, we so economize when we are here. We are a green group. Wonderful. Okay, you know what? All we need is just a spray of water on top, like those when they have a fire. When the fire alarm go off, the water run all over, then you don't feel dry anymore. Okay, something missing, huh? Just spray, okay? It's very easy, you don't need to make it very sophisticated. Just get a water garden hose, you know, and open it. And just let it on the floor, then it will just run all over the place. You know, right? The garden hose, yeah? When you let it without controlling and opening, it will run all over. And everybody will get a share of it. Huh? We are very innovative, you know? I can invent anything. Yeah, in my little house, we don't have a faucet, you know? So I just, I did it myself, I didn't want trouble. I connect the pipe with one of the running water from the main house, and then those hose with the control, you know? Yeah, and when you want water, you press it, and the water comes out. It's the same, no? Not as beautiful and convenient like that. Ha! Yeah. But it has water. Anyway, in the Buddha time, not everybody is monk anyway. You know that, right? Because the thing is, people have to make offering to the Buddha, no? And somebody has to earn money, no? Yeah, in the Buddha's time, the monks go out for alms, yeah? For food. Yeah, and whatever they get, they share it and eat together. Just one time a day. Because that's what they think they should eat, you know? If they're not doing anything, not laboring, then eat only once a day. They mean it just eat like a minimum, enough to sustain the body. But not to eat to become fat and all that. Yeah, and in China, all the monks are very, you know, well kept. Because they believe that if your face is round or your body is, you know, chubby, then you have a lot of merit. Understand me? Mean you are a meritorious person. Monks and lay alike. If you're fat, not too fat, but round, you know, chubby, yeah, and something like that, then you okay, yeah. I don't know if India have the same situation or tradition, but China is like that. In India it's different, you know. If you become a monk, it's easier. the Buddha doesn't have to take care of you at all. All you do is either stay around with the Buddha if you have a room. Oh, normally they don't have any house, except sometimes the disciple built it for them. And so they stay with the Buddha, and Buddha don't have to take care of nothing. Yeah, they go out and beg for food. Yeah? And then come home and share it together. Nowadays, people know already what a monk is like, right? Okay, now, let's go back to the story. This is the story of the wealthy prince. Once, the Bodhisattva was born into a family of great wealth, renowned for its virtue and good conduct, even. Not just great wealth, but virtues and good conduct. They are highly esteemed by the people, the family. Like a refreshing well to those who led good life, this family share their store of treasures and grain with the Shramanas and Brahmins. These are different class of people. And open their home to friends and kin. You know what Brahman like, right? In the old time, if you were initiated, then you're called Brahman. Yeah? And that's how it become different caste up to now. Yeah? The Brahman is the one who are close to Brahma. You see? Close to the god of the three worlds. You see, the Shramanas probably the one convenient method. Yeah? Okay, in the old time, initiated and convenient method probably come to that house often. Maybe because he's a contact person and he's wealthy, huh? So he can afford to help people. So it sounds like a good contact person. Or maybe even a master, who knows, huh? Otherwise, how would the Brahmins and the Shamanas flock into this house often? And they share the wealth, sound like in some of my places before. You see? Like a refreshing well to those who led good lives. Yeah? This family share their store of treasures. Share with those who led good lives. You see that? Yeah? So, the one who led good lives are the one who came to his house. Yeah? Maybe for initiation. Maybe just to wait for initiation or to listen to discourses on spiritual subject. Yeah, that's why. Because people who are not interested in spiritual subject, they won't go there. Yeah, even if they go there once, they don't come back again. Huh? So that's why. The poor and the needy also were sustained by their gifts. Wow, good, huh? While artisans received their patronage and protection, even the king was pleased to secure their favor and hospitality. Ah, so it must be a master then, of some kind, huh? Okay. It could be that this master already know the way to Brahman, yeah? And it also could be that at that time, all people know was Brahman. You see, they have only three treasure. Something from the astral level, yeah? The god of the astral level. Mm-hmm. And then Vishnu and Brahma. Vishnu, at that time, is the god of second level. Oh, it's just the name of the region, yeah? The name of the title. It's not his name. Yeah, but then they call him also like that after a while. So they just say Vishnu Brahma. It's already very familiar, you know, Vishnu Brahma. So he used that, yeah, to sell, to sell his spiritual goods. So it's like that. Brahman is a highest caste in India. That was in those days. When the master can initiate you into the Brahma kingdom, yeah? Then you are higher than the rest. Then you can call yourself Brahma, yeah? Nowadays, if you don't have a master, and you're not gone up to the third level, then it's no use to have a caste like Brahma. Yeah, understand? But they still have this kind of caste system in India. So even if the king was pleased to secure their favor and hospitality, that means this wealthy family or person is saying, yeah, a master of some kind. Otherwise, what for the king go there? The king doesn't need any financial support from them. Yeah? Right? No, huh? Do you think the king needs to go there and ask for some money? No.
Danke, dass Sie heute bei uns waren, bei Zwischen Meisterin und Schülern. Es folgen nun weitere konstruktive Programme hier auf Supreme Master Television. Bitte bleiben Sie dran. Möge die Gnade des Himmels Licht und Freude in Ihr Leben bringen. Thank you for joining us today on Between Master and Disciples. More constructive programming coming up next here on Supreme Master Television. Please stay tuned. May the grace of heaven bring light and joy into your life.